ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. It is Thursday, March 13th. Thursday the 13th, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you right here on republicbroadcasting.org. I'm coming to you from Washington, which of course is the headquarters of a national weekly newspaper known as American Free Press. Now, of course, I always urge you to check out the American Free Press website on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Well, American Free Press will, I guess, indirectly or maybe directly be the subject of discussion here tonight with someone who will be joining us pretty shortly. It's actually a rather bizarre story. On the one hand, it's a very simple story, a very basic story, but it's also a rather bizarre story in some respects. It involves an attempt to defame someone who is actually distributing copies of American Free Press. Now, I've talked about this incident on this program, and the more I think about it, the more, as I say, I find the story to be bizarre, really, but also, at the same time, it tells so much about power politics in the United States of America today. It tells us so much about who really runs this country, or at least, I should say, who has a significant impact on the running of this country. It says a lot about the mass media in America and how it's controlled and manipulated. I could go on and on, folks, but it's an interesting story. It's a story of a convenience store that became the subject of controversy, folks. I mean, you know, there are convenience stores in every community in America, whether it's a rural community or a big city neighborhood. We have convenience stores all over, and the people who run these convenience stores are generally very nice people because, you know what, they have to be nice, even if they don't want to be nice, because they're there to provide a service, and they do provide a service, you know, and they're not people who are out to cause trouble. They're people who are in business trying to make a living, trying to make an honest living. They're not seeking headlines. But folks, our guest tonight, who should be joining us shortly, is a gentleman who made the headlines in his community in Waterbury, Vermont. Michael Marshall. Well, let's advertise for him here, folks. Michael Marshall owns Depot Beverage on River Road in Waterbury, Vermont. I've never been to Waterbury, Vermont. I've never even been in New England, as a matter of fact, although my family lived there for some time. I've never been in New England, never been in Vermont. I've never met Michael Marshall. We had an exchange by email, but I've talked more about him on this show. I have talked about him on this show, and just recently I invited him to come on the program, and he said he will be calling in here tonight. But we're going to hear how Mr. Michael Marshall has become, I guess, what you would call a controversial celebrity because of his association with American Free Press. And what is that association? He distributed copies of the paper for free, and that upset the most powerful special interest group operating on American soil today. All right, folks. When we come back, I hope Mr. Marshall will be with us, and we'll proceed. Stay tuned, folks.
Are Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have been joined by our very controversial guest, Mike Marshall. Mike, welcome aboard.
Yeah, good evening, Mike.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you heard my introduction, but, you know, I pointed out that most people, you know, everybody's got a convenience store in their community. The people who run those convenience stores are well-known and well-liked, as they should be, because they're people there providing a service, trying to make a living, not people looking to make headlines. But now, here you are, Mike Marshall. You have been the subject of a fairly substantial story that appeared in the Waterbury Record on February 21st. And as I said, I find this whole thing a really remarkable thing, because your sole crime appears to have been having given out free copies of American Free Press, the newspaper that I happen to write for.
You're absolutely right, Mike. The thing is that, you know, when somebody writes an article like they did, I don't mind them attacking me personally. I'm a big boy. I can handle, you know, the pressure. But it's not the idea that they attacked me personally and my family. It's the idea that they attacked freedom of speech. They attacked, you know, the First Amendment and the freedom of press, and that we have the right to be able to read what we want.
Mike, I'll tell you what intrigued me about this story. Now, I understand that your wife, is she still in the campaign? She was running for the Waterbury-Duxbury School Board.
She was. The campaign is over now.
Okay. Well, now, I'm curious because the Waterbury Record, and we'll talk about that newspaper and its owners in a minute, but yeah. Anyway, the newspaper reported, and I found this alternately amusing and also revealing. It said, several residents recently contacted the Waterbury Record, raising concerns about the store's decision, that's your store, the store's decision to give away the paper. Now, you know, how many people in any community anywhere feel so compelled to call up the local newspaper to complain about a convenience store giving away a nationally circulated newspaper? I mean, were these people trying to harm your wife's campaign, or was this an organized effort?
The thing is, Mike, you know, I have been giving away that paper. Actually, it said in the paper for about a year, but it's been closer to 2 years, Mike.
Okay.
And why would they bring that up now?
Well,
you know,
I have to.
I think it was a smear campaign to, I think that the writer of the article, Mike Cochran, actually may have known the other candidate.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting.
I'm not sure, but I got a feeling because they live in the same vicinity.
Okay, okay. And, you know, I find it interesting, your wife doesn't even read American Free Press.
No, not really. I want to tell you something, though. Ever since that article, I tell you, I've had back issues for the last 2 years, probably in the range of 100 copies or so. And after that article, I couldn't keep them on the shelf, so I said, well, I'm going to put all the back issues out. I'll tell you something, Mike, they were gone within 24 hours.
Oh, that's a good sign, I think. You know, I hope so. You know, I have to say, as I was reading and rereading this article, there's so many little nuances in this article that you know, I could probably, I tend to be verbose, and I've been accused of having diarrhea of the typewriter sometimes. But there's so many things in the article that I feel compelled to comment on. But you know, I found it very interesting that now here you are distributing the paper, but your wife doesn't even read it at all. And I can tell you, over the years, Mike, in my years of working for the Spotlight and then for American Free Press, I would be sitting there in a Spotlight office, and a husband and wife would come in from Dubuque, Iowa, and the wife would just be an overly enthusiastic supporter of the Spotlight and want to sit down and talk to me about articles in the paper, and the husband would be sitting there bored, stiff, not caring anything about the discussion. Or, in the alternative sometimes, some couple might come in from Butte, Montana, and the husband would just really be enthusiastic, and the wife would be sitting there bored to tears. I remember one time the husband and I, in one case, were having this animated discussion about something that appeared in the Spotlight newspaper, and his wife is rolling her eyes and shaking her head and saying to me, "Can you believe that he believes this stuff?" The wife didn't realize, she couldn't comprehend the fact that the reason why he was discussing this controversial material with me was because I had written the controversial material.
Well, I tell you, it takes a different person to understand. You know, I think we've been indoctrinated to live in the dark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you don't have a mind for it, sometimes you're probably going to stay like that through your complete life. Work your job, pay your taxes, and you're going to die, and nothing's going to change.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought, you know, it's interesting because you pounded away at that point when you were interviewed by the Waterbury Record. You said, well, I'm going to read your quote. I read it before on the air, and I think it's worth reading again. These are your words, and they're just very simple but very profound words. There is a thing called the Constitution. Excuse me. There is a thing called the Constitution, and we have freedoms and liberties that we should not give up, and freedom of speech is one of those. If people want to read it, referring to American Free Press, they can. If they don't, they don't have to read it. You know, that's a very simple, very basic thing, and yet this newspaper felt compelled, this newspaper in the Waterbury Record felt compelled to do a whole story about this. I mean, quoting things that I've written on the American Free Press website, quoting things that Mark Glenn has written, quoting the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and Chip Perlett. You know, I mean, it was like this article was had a very clear agenda, and the agenda was to not only paint American Free Press as a very bad thing, but to imply that you were a bad person for daring to even make American Free Press available to the people who come into your store and who are free to take it if they want and take it for free if they want it.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, Mike. The thing is that I'm a big boy. They can attack me. You know, I'm not concerned about that. It's the idea, and I tell people when they mention that article that they weren't just attacking me, you know. They're attacking everybody in this community, everybody in the state, everybody in the United States that believes in free speech. And I'm going to tell you what, I've had a lot of comments, and there's a lot of people out there that may say something to me or to other people, but you know what, Mike, I don't know if they ever do anything about it.
Well, you know, that's part of the problem, you know, and that's the real frustration. I've heard, you know, I hear it from callers who call into this show. You know, I've literally talked with, thousands of people from all across this country over the last 25 years. I've gotten letters from people. I've gotten telephone calls and now emails. I have so much I can't keep up with it, but that's the underlying frustration. In fact, I just got a letter from an older gentleman out in Cincinnati, Ohio, who got in trouble because he dared to express his opinions about something, and the people he expressed his opinions to called the police on him.
Yeah.
This is an old man on a walker, an old man who's blind in one eye and uses a walker to get around, and the police were called on this guy. So the point is that there is so much frustration out there because people are constantly being hit for their political views, for trying to express their opinions, even to the point, as I say, that here, I mean, I think your story is very bizarre, that the idea that a local convenience store becomes a controversy because it's giving away a free newspaper. I mean, I think that says so much.
Well, it says a lot. Yeah, it does say a lot. And when you read it, it says a lot because you're not going to find it in your controlled mass media.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I'm curious, Mike, how long have you been reading American Free Press?
Oh, I've been on the Internet. Well, before it was even the Internet, but sometime I've gone to the website. I've done a lot of research, Mike. I've been doing it for a number of years. Actually, it started when I got out of the service because of some things that had taken place. And I just happened to come across it probably about maybe a little over 3 years ago,
okay,
Mike.
All right.
And then I decided, well, I think I'm going to see if I can be one of the distributors, you know what I mean? But I'm not going to charge people for it because I think that they should be able, you know, if they can't afford it or whatever, that someone should do their part to get some other news into this controlled market.
Well, I tell you, most of the people who are distributors of American Free Press, they do exactly what you do. They get 5 or 10 or however many copies extra per week and then just give it away. They put it out, you know, at public places. They give it to friends. They pass it on. Mike, we have to go to a break here now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having what I think is a very interesting discussion with just a regular guy who became a celebrity because he dared to think, to speak, not even speak, to pass out a newspaper. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have a special guest tonight, Mike Marshall. Never talked to him before tonight. Got a couple emails from him. You know, Mike, before the break, I made a comment that, you know, could sound, I don't know, some people might perceive it to be demeaning. I referred to you as a regular guy, and I want to discuss the context of that because I think that it's relative to, very relative to what we're talking about here tonight. When I say a regular guy, what I mean is this, that, you know, I am not a regular guy. I have a radio show. That sets me apart right away. You know, I've written books that are considered controversial that have gotten widespread distribution. Okay, I get invited to speak before large groups in different places. Essentially, I'm someone who is, for better or for worse, and I never thought of it this way before, but I'm someone who is seeking attention, seeking recognition for my views, I guess. Okay? But here you are, you're just a businessman minding your own business, and then suddenly you're not a regular guy anymore. Suddenly you're a villain. Criticizing your own local newspaper. I mean, Did you ever think, I mean, Mike, when you started passing out these copies of American Free Press, did you ever think that suddenly you were going to be the subject of a newspaper article because of doing it?
No, you know, I think that some people are, I don't know if they, if it's from fear you know, no, I don't know. And you're right. I am. I'm just your common man that happens to do research and believes that the truth should be known. And I understand that we're, you know, that we have a lot of powerful control in this country. It controls our foreign policy. It controls our military.
It controls our media.
It controls our media very much so. And it's surprising how that long arm has reached out to a rural community and has taken hold. But as you stated in your broadcast when you first mentioned it, you have to take into consideration who the owner of this paper is.
Yeah, you know, see...
then you have to do some background on him.
This is what amused me, because, you know, I had never heard of the Waterbury Record. This article came into the American Free Press office, and everybody was buzzing about it. And I said, the Waterbury Record, I wonder who owns it. And I get up there on the website, and I knew the name right away, Biddle Duke. I said, he must be related to Angie or Biddle Duke, and it turns out this Biddle Duke, who is the publisher, that is his name, Angie or Biddle Duke, probably the 3rd or the 4th or the 15th or the 19th or whatever. But he is descended, he is the son of the more famous Angie or Biddle Duke, and he is descended on both sides of the family, or he's the descendant on both sides of the family, the Biddle family, and the Duke family, after, you know, his middle name comes from.
Small
these
head.
Are, yeah, these are some of the most wealthy and powerful families in America, and certainly the Biddle family goes the whole way back to the Second Bank of the United States that Andrew Jackson fought. And that Bank of the United States was essentially an American outpost of the Rothschild family in Europe. You know, so...
Yeah, and we all know about them. Anybody that knows anything knows. And the thing is, you have to understand, I don't know if I want to say anything now, but his surrounding neighbors, and I think you know what I'm talking about, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you put that together with that in the community where he lives. And when you mentioned that, see, I never thought to look up, you know, who owns the Waterbury Record.
Right, exactly.
Like, what the hell do I care?
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you mentioned that, I did some research on Biddle Duke, and I found out a whole lot more. And, you know, you put two and two together, it's pretty easy to come to deduction what's taking place.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? It's interesting that, you know, I don't even know what is Waterbury. Is this a rural area, or is it?
Well, you know, Waterbury is just 10 miles outside of the capital of the state, and you know that Vermont is, you know, the 14th state. You know what I mean? Green Mountain Boys. We have a tendency to be very independent, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a large group of people now that want to succeed from the United States, you know, and become an independent country in Vermont. Now, I don't know if that will ever happen, you know, because, look, the South tried to secede.
And we see what happened.
We know what happened there. We know that was all planned from the beginning. And I don't think that would ever take place, because they wouldn't allow us to do that. And then they say, well, if we don't secede, let's become part of Canada. Now, what good is that going to do us? I mean, Canada's in the same situation.
Or worse.
Right, they got the same, you know, they still have the taxes and the illegal corrupt IRS and the fiat currency and everything else. So
yeah,
I don't know if it would do
difference.
Any good. What's that, Mike?
I say it wouldn't be much of a difference, and it would probably be worse in some respect. Yeah.
Right, it wouldn't be much of a difference. And don't get me wrong, you know, I mean, I was in the service. I love this country, and I think that everybody should know what is going on. And there's only one way to get that out, and that's to allow media.
I couldn't put it any better myself. Right now, though, we have to go to a break. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I want to tell you about one of our sponsors here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's HempUSA.org. Well, I learned something from HempUSA.org that I never knew, that there are 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth. But apparently there's no other single plant that can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. Well, HempUSA.org ships worldwide. They ship free to the United States and Canada. And they want to emphasize, these fellas at HempUSA.org, that edible hemp is not marijuana, and it's certified THC-free. They provide powder that's 50% protein. It doesn't contain gluten. This food can be stored for up to 5 years when it's vacuum-packed. They start shipping with 5 pounds and up, so take advantage of this. Your body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition, and Hemp USA is a superfood. So try it, store it, and change your life. That's their message. You can call them at 908-691-2608 or go online at hempusa.org. And, of course, their number again is 908-691-2608. Well, Michael Marshall has joined us here tonight. He is from Waterbury, Vermont. He is the owner of a convenience store called Depot Beverage, and he caught hell in the local press up there for daring to distribute American Free Press. Mike, it's kind of a coincidence that you happen to be on this show tonight, because this afternoon I was visiting the American Free Press office, and they asked me to take a phone call that came in. It was a young lady who writes for a Spanish-language newspaper. I believe it's published in the Washington, D.C. area. And she said to me, we just got a copy of a report from a group called the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they describe American Free Press as a hate group. And she said, I was wondering if you'd like to comment on that. And I made a number of remarks saying basically, well, no, American Free Press, first of all, is not a group, it's a newspaper. She kind of chuckled about that. And I said, you know, you can go online and check out the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net. And I said, I'll let you judge for yourself. Well, the young lady got on the website of American Free Press, and she said, I don't understand why they're calling you a hate group. She said, the stories in here, this looks like a thoroughly respectable newspaper to me. And I said, you may not agree with everything you see in the newspaper. There may be issues that you may have problems with. I said, I don't agree with everything necessarily that appears in the paper. I said, we're out there for people. We're presenting an opinion. And she said, yeah. She said, that's what it looks like to me. But this is the problem, though, Mike. Groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League, which have their own agenda, and an agenda that I find very distasteful, these groups, though, get lots of public attention. And they are the groups that are called upon as to be the arbiters of what's right and what's wrong. And that's, of course, that's exactly what this local newspaper did.
It's manipulation of information.
What's that?
It's manipulation of information.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I'm curious about this. After the story appeared in the Waterbury Record up there, or I should say, before that story appeared, had anyone ever come to you in your convenience store and said to you, I don't like this newspaper, you should stop handing it out?
Well, I got to tell you something. I didn't. Until tonight, I was at the store, and a woman had approached me that I've known for some while, and she said that she wanted to talk to me, and she says, I did have someone call me that... apparently they, I don't know who told them this, but they're of Jewish faith, and they said, well, somebody told me this is an anti-Semitic paper, you know, it's published by Nazis and everything, and they felt very, how can I say this, not degraded, but very cautious about coming into the store thinking that I was anti-Semitic, you know. And I told this woman, I said, no. And they said, we've always supported Mike and Shirley, and we didn't know this about him. And I said, well, I said to the woman, you know me. I've known you for years. And she goes, I tried to tell him that. And I said, I've never had any complaints. I wish you had told me earlier. And then you could have sent him in, and I would have said, listen, this paper, there's a difference between Zionism and the Jewish faith, let's face it. You know what I mean? You have people that are going to be, people that just, you know, they want to control this planet, which, and they almost do, considering that we only have six or seven corporations that control basically.
That's about the figure. That's about the figure. Maybe even less than that.
In the United States, you know what I mean?
Probably
in the Northern Hemisphere, and Murdoch's just buying up companies where? In Europe and who knows where?
Everywhere. Literally.
He owns DirecTV. I mean, come on, give me a break here. And people, I don't know why that people are afraid of the truth. And I think it has something to do with our education.
And it's certainly the media as well. It comes full circle here. This is the funny thing about it. We keep coming back to the point that the process of education, the control of education, that also includes The media. The media is really the primary source of what the mass media, particularly the broadcast media, is the primary source of news and information for people. It's the primary It's the primary force in providing people what political ideas they do have, to the extent that they have any political ideas whatsoever.
Right. You know something, Mike? You know what I tell people sometimes is I say, listen, even if you only believe, if you believed everything you read, then you're pretty foolish. But when you read, I said, what if you only believed half of what you read? Is that enough to turn you around? What if you only believed a quarter of what you were reading? Would that make a difference? You know, and they say, and they have to stand back and think about that. You know what I mean? Because if they don't believe all of it, doesn't mean they have to not believe the other half of it.
Exactly.
You know, and I again, it has to be from what they were taught and how they're made to conceive the input of that media. And it's disturbing to me that I know that people are more intelligent than what they're giving themselves credit for. if they would only wake up.
Well, you know, see, I've been very, very lucky in my life. You know, I originally thought I wanted to be a lawyer, and I went to a year of law school. I wanted to go home the third week, but all my friends talked me into staying for an entire year. You know, but I tell you something, I always knew that if I had ever become a lawyer...
Lawyers are paid to lie, aren't they?
Well, no, it wasn't even that. It wasn't even that. I always knew that what would happen to me eventually is I thought, you know, you'll be a very successful lawyer, but one day you're going to speak your mind about something, you're not going to be able to keep your mouth shut, and you're going to get your ass in a sling.
Yeah.
So I said to myself, no... I think I'm going to devote myself to speaking and talking about the things that I do know about and try to educate myself further on other things and to try to provide people the information they need to make intelligent decisions, because I know that there are so many, many people out there, people that we never hear about, people, you know, just like you, people that are running convenience stores, people that are lawyers, people that are doctors, people all over this country know what's going on. They've tuned in to the internet and alternative websites. They listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network. There's a lot of people out there. We never hear about them. They don't call this show. You know, we have a couple regular callers here who call all the time. We do have a caller I want to bring up who would like to talk to you. But the point is this, that there are so many people out there in this country who are not making noise and who don't get local newspapers writing about them. And see, that's the good thing, because there is this secret army of people out there who one day, when push comes to shove, they're going to stick their necks out.
Yeah.
And that's why I keep doing what I keep doing, because even though it gets very frustrating, like we were talking about.
And it is, it's what... And also, Mike, it's why I keep doing what I do.
Exactly.
I didn't take the Free Press off the shelf. I didn't take my other material off the shelf. It's not just the Free Press. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't take that off there. And I'm not going to.
Yeah. See, this
is it. And no one is going to produce enough fear in me to make that happen, no matter what happens. And I think you're absolutely right. I think that there, because I've had calls and a lot of conversations, and I do a lot of talking with people, and I think there's more out there than what we're given credit for, but I think it is the same scenario, you know, divide and conquer.
Well, that's right. That's right. There is, that's always been part of the game.
You know, the
that's
powers
that's
that be.
What we have to contend with. Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, we have a caller, and this is one of our regular callers. I've known this guy over the phone for years, and now he calls my radio show, and it's Byron from Canada. Byron, come on up.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Hey, I just wish you Americans would lay off of Canada. It's not as bad as you guys seem to think it is. And beside that, we did get rid of one bad group of people, the Brofmans. They used to have their headquarters up here. Now you guys got them.
So. Now they live in the United States.
Come on. They're still going up there, Byron. They have just their, 20,000 square foot home down here.
Actually, though, there's one good thing about the fact that Edgar Bronfman became an American citizen, and that is this, that for that reason alone, he can be stripped of his U.S. citizenship and deported.
Anyway,
one good thing about Bronfman and Murdoch becoming American citizens.
If I may, Mike, I have.
Go ahead.
You hear a lot of people like McCain and Duke Cunningham before he went to jail. They were called heroes, and you know everything else for serving their country. And you know, I don't think they're heroes at all. It's people like you, Mike, that goes out and will stick your neck out a little bit, trying to get the truth out. I used to be a Spotlight subscriber, and I quit, and I think it's because there's so much stuff on the internet, and I listen to these shows that I didn't think I needed it. But Mike, Piper, I'm going to tell you, tomorrow I'm going to phone, I'm going to resubscribe. And it used to be, I used to have them piled. I was a subscriber when it was a Spotlight.
Okay.
I used to have piles up in here. I live out in the country, and they'd get up about 4 feet tall. And then the last while, when I ever go to town, if I went to a doctor's appointment or someplace, I'd always take a copy and take my name off of it. Then I just leave them.
Why take your name off?
But Mike, you're the real hero for what you're doing. And what I want to try to do, Michael, if you could tell me some other stores like this that would distribute your thing. I wouldn't mind buying a few. I think you used to have where you could buy like a 10 of them or whatever.
That's the distributor program that our guest here, Mike Marshall. I don't even know how many papers a week you get, Mike. Hello?
I'm trying to think. I think I'll get about 15 a week or something.
Okay, yeah, well, that's...
You know what I mean? And they usually... I usually only have a couple of left, you know. People are almost scared to take it because someone's going to see them.
Well, anyway, Mike, I'm going to get a hold of them. I'll be in touch with Spotlight or with the American Press tomorrow, and I'm going to renew my subscription. And if you have a name there that some people will distribute for it, I'll even buy some there as a...
I hate to get commercial here, but let's get commercial. The fact is that you can actually, I think it's cheaper probably to get 5 or 10 copies of the paper a week than it is to get a 1-year subscription. Now, I'm not sure about that, but I know that it was structured like that at one time where it would actually be cheaper in some respects to get multiple copies of the paper. But that's what a lot of people do, even if they don't get 5 or 10 or 15 or whatever number of copies each week. What a lot of people will do, if there's one particular issue that they like, they'll write in and order like 25 or 50 copies. And of course, they give substantially reduced prices for multiple copies. You know, so
yes.
So you know that's you know, and this is the thing. This is what's important, because like what Mike Marshall has been doing here, he's just been giving the paper away.
Yeah,
and so many people. So many people do that, you know. It's because they want to get the message out there. They want people to know that there's other sides to the story, so to speak, you know. And you know, I think that's one of the things, Mike Marshall, that really irritates the mainstream press when they know that there's another newspaper out there that's basically saying, you people are liars, and if you're not liars, you're distorters. there's almost a jealousy there.
Yeah. Anyway, like I said, Mike, keep up the good work. I hope you didn't lose any business over it. And like I said, people like you are the real heroes. Thank you very much.
Nice call, Byron.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, Byron's right. That word hero, you know, that's what the American Revolution up there in New England was all about, freedom. So it's ironic that it would be in a state like Vermont that is so known for its independence, you know, for its, that to think that in the, you know, in the citadel of freedom, so to speak, we would have someone out there trying to take away freedom. It's a very bizarre story, but a very telling story.
Yes,
it is. You know, Mike, we are going to our last break for the hour, so if you would hang on here and we will wrap it up when we come back. I'll just say right now, I very much appreciated you taking your time to call in here. It's been very entertaining for me and very interesting, and I think the listeners share that feeling. So stay tuned, folks. We are going to our last break, and we'll be back. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Michael Collins, Piper, we're wrapping it up here tonight with Mike Marshall. Mike, you know, I got interested in politics at a relatively young age. It all started out with a children's history of the Civil War that got me interested in the Civil War, and then my political ideas progressed from there to where I am, fortunately or unfortunately, today. I was curious, though, was there any particular thing that suddenly rang a bell in your mind that made you realize that maybe things were not as they seemed in this country? Is there any particular event or...
Yeah, there is, Mike, but I don't know if I should
Well,
say anything, because at the time I was in the Navy, and if you remember Grenada and Salvador. Salvador wasn't mentioned very much, but
okay.
That was a turning in
fair
my
enough.
Life.
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect you to go into detail on, but so there was one particular thing or series of things that you saw that kind of just, I ask this question of people all the time, not so much on the air. I didn't mean to throw a curveball at you, but it's something that there are many people who've called in on this program, like 911, the 911 attacks opened up a lot of people's eyes, and I had different people call.
I did want to say that. I don't know if you've heard, Mike, but you heard that in Brattleboro and Marlboro, Vermont, during the town meeting, they passed legislation that Bush would be arrested if he stepped foot in Vermont.
You know, I wish there was some way we could trick George Bush to go visit Vermont.
I have not heard any other state even doing anything to that nature. And again, that points to the independence of the Green Mountain State of Vermont.
Oh, absolutely. And that could be another reason why they want to have such tight control over the distribution of news and information up there,
and
because
I did put that together.
And
I thought the same thing myself, Michael. That when you have that dissident, that where the people may not have the fear that they have somewhere else, because you're talking a very rural community. You know what I mean? We have a population of what, 600,000 or something, and you know, you could take a lot from us, and we wouldn't know it. We don't get affected by that. We don't get affected as much, I think, by recessions or the depression that is approaching on us now. Yeah. And, you know, fooled again, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I think that the situation arises that the people here will not be affected as much as it would. You know, people that maybe possibly work for GE or IBM,
right, exactly,
or something like that, they may. But I think for the majority of the population, that the effects are minimal compared to, say, people that live in New York.
Exactly. And an independent state like Vermont is something that cannot be tolerated in this lockstep would-be totalitarian society that we have today. But thank God, Mike Marshall, you're up there doing your part, and I wish more people were doing the same. Well,
so do I.
I hear the music playing. Mike, listen, thanks for coming aboard. It's been a real pleasure to meet you. And
it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, watch your mail. I put a package in there for you.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, Mike, listen, good luck to you. We will keep in touch. I have some ideas we'll have to talk about.
10%.
All right. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike Marshall. I thought that was a great show, folks, and that's one real good guy, I think you can tell. We need lots of people like him around the country, and you know there are lots of people like him around this country. Thank God for that. And thank God for the Republic Broadcasting Network.